This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
We welcome back a familiar name and voice today, Corey Geiger, former editor of Hordes Dairyman magazine, now wearing the hat of lead dairy economist at CoBank. Corey, you have some interesting perspective on lagging milk production in the U.S., but before we get to that, what's your thoughts on dairy farmers securing loans these days?
Thank you, Lee. 2024 is shaping up to be the third best milk price year on record, and that's really a big driver of credit, of course. A few things that are a little unique in today's marketplace. The class three price, cheese and whey, is inverted right now. Traditionally, it's a little bit higher than class four, which is butter and powder. So it's depending a little bit what part of the country that you're producing milk. So obviously the upper Midwest and the central region is a lot more cheese, and the West Coast has more butter powder plants. So that's one caveat in there. But when it comes to interest rates, they're historically reasonable, but we've been lulled in a very low interest rate environment. So as farmers are looking at interest rate costs and that, it's a different cost proposition. They're double about 3 years ago. When it comes to some of the costs on dairy farms, though, this speaks to credit, it speaks to cash flow. The costs for feed are coming down. In early 2023, it was $6.50 per bushel corn, and now we're hovering around $4 for new crop corn. And just in the last 60 days, corn has dropped 70 cents, like delivered even what I'm growing on my farm. And soybeans have been about the same, so from the feed point, that's a really good thing. But if you're going to expand, construction costs are up quite a bit, 30 to 40% over the last 5 years.
So let's take a quick look at milk production. Even though milk production is down, the component levels are kind of offsetting that decrease.
Yeah, Lee, we really got to look at milk production and what milk was going into processing plants differently. We've been down as a country here 11 straight months on milk production overall. But when you look at that component production, which is butterfat and protein are the two big drivers and really what goes into dairy products, butterfat and protein, milk components are up 10 of the last 11 months. So we're delivering more nutrition and nutrient-dense product to processing plants. And so really what's getting turned into dairy products, we have more material, more milk components to do that. So really got to recalibrate how we're looking at this as a dairy community and a dairy industry.
Amen. Thank you so much again. Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist at CoBank, a member of the Farm Credit System.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Time is like a river in that it is always moving, and after the water has already passed a point, it cannot go back. Life is like that. It is always moving, and some moments are not able to be repeated.
It may just be our kid's first missing tooth or first and last day of school every year. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to freeze those special moments to be able to relive them later?
I love to take pictures. I have over 30,000 pictures on my hard drive and over 15,000 on my phone. Those precious moments cannot be lived again, but pictures can help you replay them over and over again.
Pictures can bring back memories, but also rekindle emotions. Pictures can bring joy and laughter, or help us heal after losing a loved one. Miracles are attached to taking pictures. If you carry a cell phone, you carry a camera. Take those pictures.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The USDA is investing more money to boost meat processing capacity. USDA Radio's Gary Crawford is with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is pushing ahead now with plans and programs designed to expand independent meat processing capacity in this country by helping boost the production of existing facilities and building new ones.
We're announcing today USDA's intent to invest nearly $110 million to advance this action plan.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling reporters Thursday this brings total investments so far up to $703 million for meat processing expansion projects in 48 states and Puerto Rico.
All of which help to provide a lower cost for working families, a more resilient food system, and obviously help opportunities for farmers to have more new and better markets.
With hopefully more than one place to do business with. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Join us tomorrow for our PDP Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.